Time now for this week's Goofy Award. You know, I posted this earlier this week, and in case you missed it, it's something that I broadcast 10 years ago. That's what blew me away. It was on December 10th, 2011, 10 years. But what's amazing is that absolutely nothing's changed. In quotes, green is the easiest virtue. What is consistent, whether we're talking about the billions wasted on the gun registry or regional development schemes, and in this case, going green, is that practical reality is foregone. And with the right progressive cause, safety of women, job creation, and of course, the environment, practicality goes out the window, and the vast majority of Canadians will cheer on bad policy, especially if it's paid for by our children. End of quote. As I said, remarkable how nothing's changed. But I'll tell you what also hasn't changed is the reaction by some people. Well, maybe I should call it vitriol. That's more accurate. For demanding practical solutions as opposed to empty virtue signaling and grandstanding. Well, sadly, COP26 provides a textbook example. Many are calling the latest climate fest, complete with private jet, lavish parties, and a carbon footprint, by the way, that was equal to 10,000 UK homes annually. They're calling that a fiasco. Well, certainly when it comes to actions matching the rhetoric it was, which brings me to this week's Goofy. Let me repeat, I am not discussing the merits, the pros or the cons. I'm simply pointing out that the actions don't match the rhetoric, and it's regularly happening. First up, think about this. Within a week of COP26, the Biden administration announced plans to sell leases to oil and gas companies on more than 80 million acres in the Gulf of Mexico. Government's own analysis says that's going to generate about 1.1 billion barrels of oil, 4.42 trillion cubic feet of natural gas in the coming decades. Well, that's not quite what activists had in mind when at COP26, the president declared the U.S. was back with a leadership role in the fight against climate change. I mean, the Biden administration claims that a court ruling forced it to sell the leases unless it gets congressional approval to halt them. But opponents like Drew Caputo, he's a lawyer at Earth Justice, said there were lots of legal avenues available the president didn't even choose to explore. And as I said, that doesn't match the rhetoric we heard at COP26. Let's add that before the conference and after, the president was actually imploring OPEC to increase oil production, increase, in order to bring prices down. Further, as the Wall Street Journal states, having begged OPEC in vain to boost oil production, Mr. Biden's now having to suffer the humiliation of beseeching an American industry he vilifies as destroying the planet to save the day. I mean, the effort to lower prices was furthered this week, as I was chatting with Michael Levy about, the U.S. announced it would draw down 50 million barrels of oil starting next month from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. I mean, come on. And of course, you'll get help from South Korea, India, Japan, and the U.K., with 22 million more barrels. But this is all to get oil and gasoline prices down, which is contrary to the express goal of getting higher gasoline prices through a carbon tax, which would discourage driving. Come on, I mean, think about that. I mean, the moral of the story, political considerations overrule climate change and anything else. I mean, talking green is high on the list until it starts costing votes. That's all the time we have today. I just want to remind you, by the way, that we've just kicked off. We've got 100 one-ounce silver maple leaf coins. And thanks to everybody at Border Gold for that, for making this happen with us, working with us. The people at Border Gold said, yeah, we'll find a way of getting from the Canadian Mint 100 silver maple leaves. We're going to give them away. They went like hotcakes, if that's an expression, last year. I'm still working in Border Gold's on our side on this, trying to help us get even more. But in the meantime, all I can do is guarantee the first 100 people who go to mikesmoneytalks.ca, click on the events page, sign up for the World Outlook Conference, which is happening first week of February, 4th and 5th. And then you'll have access to it every day since, because we've got the online, it's the online version, which was great, worked out really well last year. But sign up for that. You get your 1 ounce silver coin. It's kind of a fun thing. And I was sincere when I said, I love these things as little Christmas gifts or little stocking stuffers. They just grab people's attention. There is something about money, but this is better than a dollar bill. No, well, if you can get a $1 bill, you'd be lucky. No, better than a $5 bill, a $10 bill, a $20 bill. No, it's kind of fun. You get a 1 ounce maple leaf silver coin, especially, by the way, I've given it to nieces and nephews, et cetera. because it gets them interested, which I still think is the number one way of helping kids. Buy them a few shares of a stock or give them a 1 ounce silver maple leaf. I'm telling you, they'll start watching the price. They kind of think it's cool. They keep it in a safe place. So take advantage of it. That's mikesmoneytalks.ca. Go to the event page. And in the meantime, I hope you join me every day on Money Talks Tweets and Michael Campbell's Facebook. This is a place where you can get, I can tell you, I look at what the mainstream media is talking about. I look about what we're posting. You just don't see a lot of the stuff in the mainstream media. And it's part of the overall discussion that we need to have, facts, figures, that kind of thing. So there you go. Why don't you recommend it to a friend? Why don't you join me myself? And remember that 1 ounce maple leaf silver coin, thanks to Border Gold, just go to mikesmoneytalks.ca.